Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They've got all the different body types, right? You've got the big, tall guys, and then you've got the smaller, fast guys, and you got Waddle who can do. I mean, he's fast. He's not small. He's strong, stronger than you think. And Dave's had him a little bit in Alabama, at Alabama there. So very, very good group, explosive, and very talented.
How do you approach on offense? The numbers were there. 22 yards, 370. You don't have to move the ball very well. But how do you balance your thoughts on what needs to be on just the fact that you didn't finish?
Yeah. It's yards. Yards doesn't matter. That's not what wins games. Points matter. Right, that's what wins games. So that's what we're into is points and why we didn't come away with more points. And so that's what we're trying to solve. And we had opportunities, right, as we all know. And I think that's the first step is awareness to those opportunities and then solving why we didn't cash in on those opportunities.
John, I know the rest of the game maybe didn't go as you had hoped, but Isaiah, to start the game the way that he did, provide a big spark. There were a lot of questions with you guys losing Andre about him moving into that role. Was that a positive sign for him to build on and to give the whole team confidence, really, knowing that that's a key job for him?
Right. Great spark, and he's worked hard at it this offseason. He put a lot of time into it, and it was good to have him back there. It's an every-week thing, right? So it's consistency, it's ball security, it's execution, just like it is for the other phases as well. And I thought he got off to a good start, in particular in that game.
I know he's been dealing, he was limited for a while, and then he came out of the game, went back in. Did you get a sense from him maybe after the game just how much that was impacting him?
He's a tough guy. I mean, he's a smaller guy, but he's a tough little guy. And, I thought he dealt with it through the game well. And he's done that before with other injuries, right? So it was good to have him out there, and I thought, like you said, he got off to a good start.
John, have you got any idea that one team can have another's number? I know it's a changeable league, but just from the point of view of maybe the core players are a good matchup, or coaches just have a feel for what other teams have done, because you've obviously had a lot of success with them.
Yeah, I respect where you're coming from, Thad, but nah. Nah.
Sean, if I could ask you, obviously this could happen to you, but if you're on the other side, that score, the finale last year, division game, really took it to them. Had that been you losing that game, did that come up this early in the season, when you play this team the first time here? And that was you. Would you bring that up to your players like, hey, remember?
I'm just focused on being the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sal. I mean, I respect, again, where you're coming from, but that's for Brian, and he does a great job, and I'm sure he'll have his team ready. For us, that game has no bearing on this game. And just like last season was last season, this season is this season. We're focused on what happens inside our building here. And as you know, we're about to practice. So I'm sure they'll watch that tape and take things from that game that they can use. And we'll try and do the same. That's normally what, as you know, how it goes anyway. So.
Do you anticipate making any changes? We'll
see. I mean, we're going through it. I mean, that's true of every week, though, really, John. It's, hey, we want to compete during the week, see where we're at, see where some of the guys are with their injuries. And these guys know that we compete every week. And Guys have to earn playing time, and that's true for all of us.
Sean, a few different styles of quarterback. Last week, Ben Roethlisberger, this week, Tua. When you watch Tua on film, what do you see, and how do you defend a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, another one of the good young quarterbacks in the league, and excuse me, we've got a few of them in the division here, which is exciting for the division, exciting for the NFL and the league, and he's a very accomplished player, and we know that. Very decorated, has won a lot of games over the course of his career, going all the way back to high school even. So, you know, you see the growth, the progress he's made from last year to this year, and they're doing a phenomenal job with him. Obviously, he's worked hard, and you can see that. So it'll be a big challenge for us come Sunday.
Sean, what makes this Miami defense so good at taking the ball away, especially Xavier Howard?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you got to have that in your DNA, right? And so it's we look for players, they obviously do as well, look for players that can take the football away, and whether it's intercepting the football, stripping the football, what it might be. And Xavier's been, I think over the last 4 years, he's led the NFL. So kudos to him on that. So we've got to be aware of that. We've got to do a better job on our end protecting the football, being more intentional about it. And that's the discipline part of it, right? So penalties included. We've got to be more of a disciplined group on offense. I mean, we look at where we ended the season last year in penalties. You look at where we started the season with penalties. Same thing with ball security. We got to do a better job of that. We're not going to – you don't win games with that formula.
Josh has been very good at handling his emotions. And yet on Sunday after the game, he said that he admitted to maybe having some pre-game jitters or something to that effect, and it had some happened to you or something to that effect. What is your response to that, you know, when because it's been uncharacteristic for Josh to do that after what we saw from him last year?
Yeah, Josh will be ready to go. He'll be ready to go this Sunday. Well, I think it says a lot about the league. It says a lot about the players in college that are coming up, and how the game is changing even at that level, and that affects then our game. I think, like I said before, it makes for an exciting style of play, if you will, and attracts fans. One of the reasons why our game attracts fans, right, is these exciting players at that position who touch the ball every play.
John, how unique is it for an undersized DB like Karen to play so physical and almost seemingly bigger than what his guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, little guys, as I mentioned with Isaiah, you don't count them out in terms of the amount of heart and toughness and resiliency they have. And so Taren's just, he's done a really good job. He's dealt with some injuries. He's worked through them, and I think he continues to play at a high level. I really do.
Do you think it was a struggle a bit for him dealing with certain injuries because he's such a physical player and learning how to balance that understanding, as you say often, availability is the most important.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's I think you get that as you go through the league, whether you're bigger guy, smaller guy, you start to understand how the league works and how you have to play in the league and adjust from college to the NFL level. And that's true every year in the off season. Like, we talk a lot about us as coaches going back and trying to evolve and grow and change routines, you know, evaluate things. The players do the same thing. In fact, I was at breakfast with one of our players this morning, and he was alluding to that this year his routine is, it's different than last year, and here's why. And I think that's pretty cool.
How do you think Taren approaches every week? He's got some matchup. I mean, flat receivers, you know, so it's a 4-3-2 player this week. There aren't 4-3-2 flat corners in the NFL, because they probably would have played the move to offense or something.
Yeah.
You know, like from a intimidation or a confidence standpoint, you know, what do you think is in his makeup that allows him to, it's not easy to match up every single week with these elite world-class people.
Right. Well, yeah. It's true for most of these players. That's why I never played at this level. So, you know, these guys are all great athletes. They're all big, fast, strong, powerful. You got to be mentally tough as well. And I think that's one thing that Taron has in his tool belt is he has great mental toughness, and he takes it, he takes that challenge every week personally, and I think the good ones do that.
John Feliciano, earlier in training camp, had mentioned that he lost a rather significant amount of weight. Was that a decision that he made along with the team, or was that something that he did on his own? And in a situation like that, does the team, you know, for lack of a better term, sign off on something like that?
Well, body weights, what we try and do normally is have a target or a rough target for where guys should be when they come back. And that's usually based on communication. So I'm not going to get into whether that was decided on together or not, really, Jay, respectfully. It's just this is where he's at. And at the end of the day, it's, what's the best body weight? A pound here, 4 pounds here, 5 pounds this way, one way or the other. I've found through the course of my career can make a big difference. So it's what's the right weight within reason for a player to be at their best.
How much do you watch the weather and looking ahead to Miami? It's going to be almost 97% for your weather forecast, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, thanks, Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel, right? I'm a big fan, by the way, Jim.
How much do you pay attention to the news overall?
Try to, yeah. I mean, we talk about it in our – we have what we call a game management meeting on Tuesday. We talk about it there, whether we're playing in Miami or wherever else, and just try and keep an eye on it so that we're on top of it, the style of play we need to play with respect to the weather and hydration this week in particular and the trip going down there as well. So we try and stay on top of it. I've got a great staff that helps me with that.
John, Zach Moss come back this week after being a healthy scratch?
Yeah, he's ready to go out here, and he's had a good start so far this morning, so he'll be out here practicing, and we'll see where it goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.